Welcome to this week's installment of This Week in Wisconsin Prep Hockey. I'm MJ Hammett as we get the 2010-2011 season open, the defending champion USM Wildcats in action, and I've got Trasher, Burglar, and Bill along with me for this week's episode. And we'll start off with you, Trasher. USM comes out and gets a win in their first game, 5-2 over Germantown, but a little bit of a surprise in their next game, suffering a 3-2 loss.
Yeah, they played Marquette in the third-place game and took a one-goal defeat. It seems to be the USM Wildcats' modus operandi to start out the season slow and pick up steam as the year goes on. And with a 1-2 record to start out here this year, it seems like they're following suit again. So we'll see. We know what happened last year. They had a good stretch where they won, I believe, 15 out of 16 games and ended up winning the state tournament. So it's early yet. USM, I'm sure, is not worried at all.
Yeah, how long did it take them to win their first game last year?
Yeah, it was probably mid-December by the time they won their first one. They were like 0-5-1 or 1-5-1 in the middle of December. So they picked up steam once the calendar turned to 2010 and really never looked back. So I'm sure they're not overly worried this year about it.
Well, guys, you know it's not always how you start, it's how you finish. And those guys over there at university school knew how to finish last year, as you mentioned, going off in the middle of January. Getting a win and started getting the ball rolling and rode a first line all the way through the state tournament to win a state championship. As we all know, high school faces change quickly each year, and you know, it's another year for this team, but still some pretty good pieces returning.
Absolutely. I mean, you lose players, you know, seniors graduate, and now you got to have the other kids pick up the slack. They lose their goalie. They lose a top line forward. And now, you know, Simon Leahy is kind of one of the main cogs in the wheel, and he's got a new supporting cast to work with. And, you know, it takes time. And, you know, I foresee them being near the top of the heap toward the end of the year, you know, pretty much like usual. So they have time, and I'm sure they're not overly worried about it.
Bill, as I look down the top 10 here, I see their opponent in the state championship game, Wausau West. They took the championship game runner-up, and looks like this year they're going to start out at top as number one over USM. But it's one of those things where it was voted on, and it was a pretty close vote.
Yeah, it was a close vote, but I think Wausau West took the top spot on most of the ballots, probably because they've got two strong goaltenders in net, and they're returning a lot of players from last season.
Well, they had a number of players who were pretty young, and you know, sophomores and juniors who are now juniors and seniors, and you know, I think a lot of it could also be said for Eau Claire Memorial. Burglar, as you know, they're returning quite a bit as well. Lost some pretty good pieces to last year's squad, but starting out in goal with Saxton Soley, who was fantastic for Team Wisconsin here in the fall.
Yes, he was. Eau Claire Memorial, 12-0 last year in the Big Rivers Conference. Menominee was the only other team in that conference with a winning record in the conference. I really don't see anything that indicates it'll be any different in the Big Rivers this year.
Well, Trasher, as you see, a lot of guys came and went last year for Eau Claire Memorial. A lot of talent left, but still some pretty good pieces there. A couple good forwards in the name of Hunter Scott and also Alex Dahl there as well.
Absolutely. Hunter Scott, you know, the kid that's got basketball size but hockey skills, and Alexander Dahl, who has the huge task of fitting into his brother Jefferson Dahl's number 14 jersey. So we'll see what happens with them. They have a bunch of good players on the team. Michael Kapla is a good young defenseman. Brady Brzezinski also was a forward that has a brother that played. Tyler Brzezinski played for them a few years back. And, you know, you see in this program there's a lot of siblings, and they just seem to keep reloading. You know, maybe they have a down year or a down half a season or something, but they always seem to just reload and come back and probably be the same deal again this year.
Bill, one of the teams that we see from time to time, we see them every year at the state tournament, is the Superior Spartans, and they're getting high marks already this year. lost a couple key players from last year's team, but everybody knows by the time state tournament comes, you're going to see a pretty tested Superior Spartans team out of that Lake Superior Conference up there in Minnesota.
Yeah, you pretty much have to put Superior in your top 10 to start every season. They play, you know, year-round hockey up there. It's what they do.
Burglar, as we talk a little bit about Superior there, one of the things that talking to players of the past, I guess I would could use Pat Dahlbeck, is they're at Superior. You're judged by state tournaments. You're judged by state championships. And it's been since 2005 since they've won a state championship. So I would imagine people kind of wondering, hey, what's going on up there? Is the rest of the state maybe catching up with them in terms of talent?
Yeah, it's kind of like with the New York Yankees. You know, there are kids that are entering kindergarten this year that have never seen Superior win a state championship, you know, which is very hard to take up there. But they've got the players. You look at Team Wisconsin, I think they have another Bukowski on their roster on the Team Wisconsin. They've got kids playing in the Elite League. I think they've got the pieces in place again, and say once they, you know, get through that regular season that they have and come back to play in Wisconsin, I think they'll be ready to go.
And Trasher, as we start looking towards getting the season started on Tuesday night, some good games already on tap. And Tuesday night, Fondy and Arrowhead get together again. And, you know, the last couple of years, this has been quite a battle. And Trasher, looks like Arrowhead looks to be down a little bit this year, but Fondy starts the year in the top 10.
Well, you know, in all honesty, MJ, I think both teams are down a little bit. Arrowhead does not have the firepower they had from a couple years back when they won their state tournament. I mean, you lose players like Brian Berger and Nick Cohn, players at long nose caliber. It's tough, you know, and they're kind of rebuilding. And this year they'll have a new coach in Mike Watt. Carl Vallemont, after probably, I don't remember how many years it was, 9 or 10 years, stepped down to spend more time with his family and has handed it over to ex-NHLer Mike Watt. So, you know, it might be a little bit of a rebuilding time for them. The coach will have to get used to the players and vice versa. So, you know, maybe to expect a 25-win season might be kind of unrealistic. Fond du Lac, they don't seem to have their strong team that they normally have. They have some quality players, obviously. Joe Rebidoux, the goalie, is a very strong player, a good netminder. But still, you know, Fondy and Arrowhead, they've had experience. They've played numerous games against each other, and it's always a battle. So that'll be a good early season test for both teams, MJ.
Burglar, I'll throw this one at you. We're looking at Tuesday night. This would have been a big game probably about 5-6 years ago, but Stevens Point traveling down here to Madison to take on Madison Memorial. And like I said a couple years ago, this would have been a huge matchup early in the season. But Spash down a little bit, Madison Memorial down considerably since the early 21st century. So not nearly the matchup that it used to be, but still could turn out to be a pretty good game in the Madison area on Tuesday night.
It always was one of the marquee games early in the season. I know they've been starting off the season against each other for a long time. Stevens Fash was actually supposed to start last Friday against Tomahawk, but that game ended up getting postponed because the Fash football team made it all the way down to the state championship game. But yeah, the Madison Memorial, I don't know quite what to think about that program, especially after reading the article in the Wisconsin State Journal about, you know, the possibility of West and Memorial, you know, co-oping somewhere down the line because they're both running out of hockey players down there.
And you see the Madison West coach stating that, you know, we're going to have numbers for a number of years, but, you know, it's funny sometimes you can have numbers, but I guess when you kind of look at it, you know, if they're not somewhat talented, and that's not saying anything against Madison West, but you know, they've been down the last few years, and it's been a struggle to get some wins with a team. 2 years ago, they started out with 10 freshmen, and it's hard to win when you're starting with 10 freshmen. And Bill, you know, we've seen that happen before. We've seen freshmen struggle, but maybe by the junior year, maybe they start to turn that corner a little bit.
Yeah, that's what you need. You need some of those freshmen to play, maybe not 10, but you need to get them on the ice to get them some experience. Trasher mentioned earlier Joe Rebidoux, the goalie for Fond du Lac. He's been starting for 3 years now, and he's their, you know, he's their key netminder. They need players like that in Madison if they're not going to have the numbers. They need to have guys who can step up as freshmen and start for 3 or 4 years to get that experience.
I can tell you down here through the grapevine, I've heard that Rivik Ramakrishnan, who's the goaltender for Madison West, has been working very hard to get better and spent a lot of time with Larry Clemens. You know, maybe he takes that next step. Maybe they can build off what he's able to do and become a better goaltender. He seems committed to it, and if he's committed to it and becoming a better goaltender, that's going to be a nice piece in place right there, because that's a tough spot to play.
Well, I'd like to add on to what Trasher said about Fond du Lac maybe perhaps not being as strong as they've been in the past. And does that open the door for a team you never think about at state tournament time, being Wapaka? Wapaka, who won the Great Northern Conference last year and has Brad Navin coming back, who is a stud of a hockey player. He's big, he's physical. He scores a ton of points. Last year, he had, 53 goals and 39 assists in 25 games last year. That's 3.7 points per game. And he's coming back for senior year after doing a heck of a job with Team Wisconsin, getting 16 goals and 9 assists for Team Wisconsin in 21 games. So, you know, perhaps a team you just don't ever think about at state tournament time might just be waiting there in the woods in central Wisconsin.
One of those teams that did make the state tournament last year and stands a pretty good chance, and after this, we say this after losing a number of players, is Green Bay Notre Dame Academy. And we know that they lost Max McCormick, Ross Pavick, and also goaltender Tony Kajava, but Trasher, when you look at this, I mean, they've still got some pretty good pieces coming back. Big skates to replace, yes, but still, nonetheless, there's some players that can maybe fit in those spots and get Notre Dame Academy back there.
Well, I tell you what, MJ, Notre Dame Academy starts with Timmy Davison. He's an all-everything defenseman. He played in Europe this year in the tournament for Team USA. And, I mean, he's one of the best, absolutely the best defenseman in the United States. You know, if you're talking about a team, his age group going over there, he's probably one of the top four defensemen in the United States. I mean, he knows how to pass. He knows how to play defense. He's a 5'10". He's not that big. He's like 165 pounds. And believe it or not, he's only a junior. So the team is led by him, obviously. They have some other quality kids. Steven Phillips is a sophomore forward. As a freshman last year, I mean, he contributed a ton. And Jason Reynolds is also a sophomore. I mean, they have some good young players. And to replace Tony Kajava, they have Chris Nell, who I've been told is going to be a pretty darn good goalie. So don't cry any tears for Corey McCracken's team, because it's very, very, very possible that they'll be right back at state tournament again this year.
Bill, and as we talk about Notre Dame Academy and Tim Davison, he's already committed to Ohio State. And I say that because where you're at. But with that commitment being done and already being a junior, does that make it a little bit easier to maybe start playing hockey again?
You know, I think that puts a lot of pressure on him. You know, those commitments aren't always as solid as you'd like them to be. And, you know, I think it puts a lot of pressure on him to step up and play. And I don't know that you always want to be on the team that's got the outgoing player of the year on it, because those are huge shoes to fill. It's not an easy job. And, you know, I think he's going to have a lot of pressure on him to really produce this year.
Bergler, as you see this as well, what's your take on it?
I agree.
Well, he's not the best color commentary guy in the league. Let's now swing it down to the Big 8 conference. And the Big 8 last year won by Middleton. And guys, to be honest with you, Middleton comes back. They play a defensive style. They've got a couple scorers, and they've got a very good goaltender. And Eric Smith, who's progressed quite well since his sophomore year, coming into the picture. And Trasher, I'll start with you. You know, Big 8, not necessarily what it used to be, but Middleton looks to be pretty doggone solid this year.
Yeah, you know what, MJ? It doesn't seem like it was that long ago when Madison Memorial behind Vic Levine was winning state tournament after state tournament, and now all of a sudden they're struggling to play 500 hockey. But yeah, Middleton, the last probably 3 or 4 years, has more or less been the class of the Big 8. And they play a very defensive type of hockey. It seems like they have everybody back in the crease when the puck is in the defensive end, a la Antigo's old technique of defending the goaltender, even though they had one that was pretty darn good back in the day. I think his last name was Berg. But yeah, Eric Smith is doing a nice job in net, and they have Todd Korzynski, who was at forward, who was one of the better forwards in state. And I think the Liebert brothers have some pretty good talent down there, and have a good shot of maybe winning the Big 8 again. They might struggle a little bit against like Janesville, and I think Sun Prairie might even be coming along this year too, but Middleton looks to be the class of the Big 8 again this year.
Well, last year Verona had a shot at it and had an opportunity to, you know, I think a lot of people were almost conceding the conference to Verona last year, so, you know, Middleton could be in the same boat. You know, you got to show up for each and every game. If you don't show up, you can get beat, especially in this conference. I mean, it's not the toughest, but Bill, I guess you could say everybody shows up every night to play in that Big 8 conference.
Yeah, and my memory is a little fuzzy since I'm so old. But, you know, I can't remember the last time we saw a Big 8 team, you know, not come in higher than 7th on the preseason top 10 and have it be somebody than other than one of the, you know, the big Madison schools. To have Middleton in there, I think, is probably a good thing overall. You know, spread that hockey out into the suburbs, get it out of, you know, central Madison.
Well, speaking of Madison, let's move on to Madison Edgewood, another one of those teams who has made two straight, made a couple of appearances now at the state tournament, and last year bounced early, and still returning some pretty good players this year, but none the scoring machine that they had in Cody Strang the last couple seasons, but nonetheless, Madison Edgewood probably going to be a pretty good contender to come out of that Madison area when it comes to state tournament time. And Michael, I know you have always liked the Madison Edgewood, and I know you like it starts with coaching there, and they've got some pretty good coaching.
Yep. Pete Rothering is following in his dad Steve's footsteps as the coach down there, and they do a quality job of coaching. You know, they're not just coaches. I mean, they really work hard with the kids. They have a good rapport with the kids. I mean, don't get me wrong. The kids know who the coaches are and what their job is. But, you know, it's I think in some aspects it's good when you have a good connection between the players and the coaches. And the Rotherings definitely do with Madison Edgewood. And I think that's one of the reasons why year in and year out they're always – very strong and near the top of the heap in the Badger South Conference.
Well, speaking of the Badger Conference, North and South, we're going to see the opening of Wanakee's new rink this year, as the Wanakee Warriors are going to be not sharing the ice anymore with Middleton. And Bergler, I'll start with you on this one. That an important thing for Wanakee, not making that trip over to Middleton, to have it right there, basically right in town?
Well, I don't. I mean, it might make it easier in terms of it might get some more fans, some local fans at the game, but I think where it's really going to do the job down the road is in building the program and getting more of the youth skaters out there. You know, you get a bigger rink, new rink like that right in town. It's gonna attract a lot of attention. It's gonna get some more players out there, and like I said, you know, build your program, and that's where it has to start. You can't just suddenly find good hockey players, you know, at the high school age. You have to develop them early. So I think that's, you know, you might not see a great deal this year or next year, but down the road you're going to see that paying off.
Bill, personally, in your opinion, do you think that the rink situation of having it right there, is it really that much of a difference? You look at like Arrowhead and USM having theirs right there on campus, but do you really buy into that a whole lot? That's a big advantage, or do you think a rink is a rink and you'll make do, and if you got the talent, it helps?
You know, it'll get more fans in the seats, but I don't know that that's going to help them much on the ice. You know, once you're on the ice, you can't tell who's in the seats hollering at you, and you really don't care where you're playing. As long as the drive's not something over like 3 or 4 hours where it affects your legs waiting in the bus the whole time, I don't know that it'll have that huge effect on the ice. I think it'll be more like Burglar said. It'll help them develop. It'll help them get, you know, more kids involved in hockey since they don't have to travel to, you know, go to their practices and their home games.
On the other hand, having it right there, it could increase the actual ice time, practice time that the high school team gets. If you're not renting ice in Middleton, you have more ice available. I know firsthand that for years when Bill Thorson was here in Antigo, we didn't have the most talented team, but they always had the hardest working team. I mean they'd start the season with you know, two-a-day practices, one before school and one after school for the first 2 or 3 weeks, and then, you know, practices every day after school and then on Saturdays. And basically, the ice time was available anytime he wanted it. And, you know, if they're in a situation like that where they have as much ice time as the coaches want, yeah, I mean, talent gets you so far, and then, you know, hard work and extra time on the ice is going to show up down the road too.
Why it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. Michael, I'm sure you know that as well, that you know, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And we as hockey fans really learned a lot out of USM last year, because, you know, let's all be honest, there's not a lot of love out there for USM, such a small school but very talented players that come through. But what they did last year, you gotta tip your hat to them, because it was pretty remarkable.
Well, that's true. You know, they really prepare themselves by playing a lot of tough teams early in the year, and I think they're less concerned about what their win-loss record is than how the team is actually growing and advancing and improving throughout the year. And with a coach like Cal Roadhouse and his co-coach Doug Coleman, they certainly know how to build the team up. And I mean, seemingly year after year, it's the same old story, you know, USM in the hunt always. So yeah, MJ, we should expect to definitely see them. And, you know, the teams that are able to grow throughout the year and peak at the right time, you know, end of the season and in the playoffs, those are the teams that are going to go far.
But actually with USM, I mean, that, you know, one of the, I guess that's a valid point for, you know, them not being in a conference and not having to worry about, you know, one last record, you know, a conference record. Just prepare, don't use the whole season to prepare for the state tournament.
Okay, back in October, the Wisconsin Hockey Coaches Association got together, and Michael, they've got a new president, as Ryan Sarazen, the head coach of Fond du Lac, is taking the position of president of Wisconsin Hockey Coaches Association.
Yep, he takes over from Tony Renland of Oregon, who has served for the last 3 years. You know, Ryan Sarazen is basically a superior product. He cut his coaching teeth up there working with Jason Kalin. Then after Wes Boland left to Fond du Lac, he came down to Fondy and has been coaching there for the last, I believe, 6 or 7 years. He's been at state tournament, I believe, 4 times. He's won a state championship. And, you know, it's nice to get some new blood into that leadership position down there. You know, you have Renlund, who worked the last 3 years as president, and now Sarazen will be given a chance. You know, maybe he's got some different ideas. You know, it's a good thing. You know, you don't always want to have the leadership stay the same, and I think this will be a good move and a good experience for Ryan.
Well, we've talked quite a bit about Ryan Sarazen and Fond du Lac, and that'll lead us into our game of the week this week on Wisconsin Prep Hockey. As Madison Edgewood traveling to Fond du Lac to take on the Cardinals at 5 o'clock on Saturday. And here's Bill with more.
The Wisconsin Prep Hockey game of the week this week comes in on Saturday the 27th, when the number 9 Fond du Lac Cardinals play host to the number 10 Madison Edgewood Crusaders. The Crusaders are bringing back 15 varsity skaters from last year's state tournament team, including their top 4 scorers and 5 defensemen with varsity experience. Senior goaltender Alex Witz has shown he can do the job with limited playing time over the past 2 seasons, but he'll be in the spotlight on Saturday against Fond du Lac. For their part, the Cardinals graduated 9 seniors last season, but their 2 leading scorers, including senior forward Joe Bartlett, are returning. Goalie Joe Rebidoux is back for his fourth season in net with the Cardinals and will have to be on task. The tilt with Fond du Lac opens one of the tougher non-conference schedules in the state for the Edgewood team. After the Cardinals, they've got games with University School, Wausau West, Middleton, and Verona, as well as a holiday tournament in Duluth. The Cardinals' schedule is no slouch either, with early games against University School, Appleton United, Arrowhead, Wausau West, and Catholic Memorial all before Christmas. Saturday's matchup between the Fond du Lac Cardinals and Madison Edgewood Crusaders should definitely answer some questions about these two teams. Remember, you can submit your Game of the Week nominees at wisconsinprephockey.net.
Okay, now we'll move on to Player of the Week, and Bill, what do you got for Player of the Week?
The nominees for Wisconsin Prep Hockey Preseason Player of the Week are Brad Navin of Wapaka and Simon Leahy of the University School of Milwaukee. Navin and Leahy were Team Wisconsin's top two scorers in the Upper Midwest High School Elite League, and after the votes were tallied, Navin took home the Preseason Player of the Week honors. In 24 games, Navin led Team Wisconsin with 20 goals and added 10 assists. The senior forward from Wapaka also recorded 6 of Team Wisconsin's 11 game-winning goals. Navin's top game had to be his hat-trick 4-point performance in Team Wisconsin's 7-5 win over Team Southeast on September 12th. In the Elite League playoffs, Navin scored 2 of Team Wisconsin's 4 goals in their opening round 5-4 loss to Great Plains. He added a goal and an assist in the team's consolation round 5-0 victory over Omaha. In the final game of the fall Team Wisconsin season, Navin added a goal in the 5-4 loss to Team Northwest. Congratulations to Brad Navin on his Player of the Week honors. Remember, you can submit your own nominations for Player of the Week at wisconsinprephockey.net.